This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A memorial service for the late Republican Senator John McCain will be held later this morning at a church in Phoenix, Arizona. And former Democratic Vice President Joe Biden will, at John McCain's request, be delivering the eulogy. McCain spoke about his friend last October.
Some of the dear friends that I have are on the other side of the aisle. My beloved friend Joe Biden, he and I fight. Oh, we used to fight. But we were friends, and when it came time to settle something, because we were of goodwill, we could get it settled and resolved.
Fire officials in Jacksonville, Florida, say the video game tourney where a deadly mass shooting happened on Sunday never should have taken place. Chicago Pizza in the Jacksonville Landing didn't have the proper permit to hold the event. This is USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allen Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
The Vatican's not commenting on new accusations that corruption is reaching the highest levels of the Catholic Church leadership. Archbishop Carlo Maria Vigano says he can compare church cover-ups of sexually abusive leaders to what he called the conspiracy of silence that prevails in the mafia. Florida's Republican candidate for governor, current Congressman Ron DeSantis, denying that he was making a racial reference when he warned Florida voters not to monkey this up by electing the Democrat Andrew Gillum. He'd made the remark on Tuesday after the primary results were in. Last night, he said,
"It has zero to do with race. It has everything to do with whether we want Florida to continue to go in a good direction, building off the success, or do we want to turn to left-wing socialist policies."
Gillum, who's Florida's first African-American major party nominee for governor, called that remark by DeSantis straight out of the Trump playbook. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Allen Root Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
The nation's unemployment lines a little bit longer last week than the week before. The Labor Department reporting that 213,000 Americans filed first-time claims for jobless benefits last week, 3,000 more than the week before, and basically in line with what economists were predicting. Two major hurricanes now churning in the Pacific. Here's USA Radio's Wendy King.
Hurricane Miriam is developing in the eastern Pacific Ocean, but at this time doesn't currently pose a threat to land, according to the National Hurricane Center. It's traveling west at 9 miles per hour and had maximum sustained winds of 75 miles per hour. Hurricane Norman also developed in the eastern Pacific. The eye of the storm was located 500 miles southwest of the tip of Baja California. Forecasters expect the storm to become a major hurricane, Category 3 or higher, by Thursday. There are no advisories in effect.
And a new study out of Canada finding that people who indulge in a lot of red meat and a lot of cheese actually tend to live longer. especially people who had 120 grams of unprocessed meat and 3 portions of dairy every day. Those eating this kind of diet saw their chances of a fatal heart attack drop by over 20%, according to these researchers, who say that eating fruits and vegetables, though, is still very important. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. What more could you want?
Is here 6 minutes after the top of the hour. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. Got a real treat for you. We're going to be talking on the Mountain of the Lord. Listen to what Dinesh D'Souza has to say about it. Best-selling novelist Bodhi Tain and Holy Land history expert Ray Bentley team up to take readers on an adventure to rediscover the truth about God and ancient prophecies of the Bible. The biblical insight of Ray and the storytelling flair of Bodhi have produced a timely and thrilling novel, On the Mountain of the Lord, keeping us waiting for the next installment of the Elijah Chronicles. And with us right now, we're honored to have the one and only Ray Bentley. Ray, good to have you with us. How you doing?
Hey, I'm doing great, Bill. It's great to be with you. It's an exciting summer on all fronts.
Without a doubt. Yeah,
you know,
go ahead.
Well, just getting that, from Dinesh. He and I have been friends. He used to live in San Diego.
Yes.
I was just really blessed by that and just went and saw his movie. And wow, what an amazing film and story that is. And then I got a book coming out. So we've been talking and having a great time.
Well, yeah, exactly. And I'm still waiting on his book because I go, okay, we saw the movie. The movie is terrific. And, like you, and although it was interesting because the other day, I'm here in the East Coast in Florida, and one of the Florida theaters decided to pull the plug on the movie, said it was too controversial.
So, oh, my God.
Something about the truth. The truth is so controversial these days, Ray, I'm telling you.
I thought controversy was kind of good. Let's hear all perspectives, all sides, and throw it into the mix and let everybody talk about it. That makes it interesting instead of just, you can only think one way.
Mm-hmm. Well, especially in this case, because it's not a Republican or a Democratic thing. It's about the history of the country. And yes, it brings back the history correctly. One side definitely has been rewriting history over the years. But, the one thing about the truth, it can be stubborn, can't it?
Yes. And that's why I love being able to put a kind of a biblical perspective. Because, look, I'm a pastor.
Yes.
I got Republicans. I got Democrats. I got independents. And I got a bunch of millennials that are like, you guys are all nuts. We don't know which way to go. So it's a very, I think, exciting time. And, while on news everything gets very frothy and emotional, I find when you talk to people on the street, they're very curious and they like to have a conversation. So I think Dinesh did a great job by being able to put out some things for people to talk about.
Exactly. And Ray, you and I have talked before. We talked about the blood moons, and it's always great to be talking to you. And we jumped into this, and just for our audience's sake, yes, Ray is a pastor. He founded Maranatha Chapel, a non-denominational evangelical Christian church, back in August of '84, teaching a midweek Bible study in a recreation center with 30 people. It's amazing, how it began and where you are now, and how we understand that most churches today, I guess the average church was about 25 people anyway, right?
Yeah, you know, maybe 25 to 50, less than 100.
Right.
You know, it might be closer to 75 is the average, which is fine. Look, I grew up in a small church. I love, you know, small churches and communities. But, you know, sometimes God pours out his spirit and blesses in some unusual ways. And man, we've just blown the doors open out here in San Diego. God is really blessed.
Well, you know, even the small churches, because I know sometimes we get caught in numbers and we think numbers is the thing.
Yeah.
But, you know, how many hearts are being changed? And in these small churches where, you know, it's a smaller laboratory, so to speak, and the word of God is being preached. And, you know, and I was thinking about this the other day, Ray, you know, a prayer like the Lord's Prayer that Jesus taught everybody. Mm-hmm. In many churches across the country, we're unified in just praying the Lord's Prayer. I mean, how awesome is that?
Yeah. Well, you know, I got saved through a Billy Graham film that was shown, speaking of films, going into theaters. And, you know, they gave an invitation at the end. I was only 10 years old, and I was the only one to get up publicly and walk forward. I wanted peace and forgiveness and...
Right.
I often think about the people that they rented a theater, the churches got, they advertised in the paper, my family saw it, and we went. And I wonder if they went, oh man, only one little kid went forward, was it worth it? Yes! I'm that kid!
Yes, right.
Now the Lord's blessed us, you know, the church is 7,000 and ministry and missions around the world. So, one, it's always worth it for the few, for the one, you know, one changed life.
Mm-hmm.
And Jesus would go and, you know, he went to the Samaria. He said, you know, there's a woman there that God's going to change her life, and that's going to change this whole town.
Yeah, you imagine. And who would have thought the harlot Rahab, what impact she had on history. I mean, it goes on and on. Billy Graham. I mean, but for, you know, an evangelist in a tent meeting, and he decides, he checks it out, and little did that evangelist know what kind of seed he was implanting and how his ministry was going to come back 120-fold.
You know, that evangelist could have retired and said, done. He didn't know that was going to happen, but anyway, God did.
Well, that's the thing, you know, is that no matter how great of idea we may come out with, you know, God always has a better idea. And as you say, you know, out of a home Bible ship of 30, I mean, here you are blowing the doors off, changing lives in San Diego and touching people, you know, all over this country and around the world with your writings and your teachings. And now here we have the story that you and Bodhi have come together to tell, you know, on the mountain of the Lord. So. Give us a rundown. Tell us about the story.
Okay, well, it's a novel, and you know, I co-wrote it with Bodhi Kaney. Now, I had written a book that we talked about 4 years ago called The Holy Land Key, kind of my view of what's happening in the world, current events, how does that overlay with the Bible, and, you know, generally that God's trying to get our attention and to look up, and things are really escalating toward, hopefully, the return of the Lord and the coming of his kingdom. So I was getting ready to write, you know, kind of the Holy Land Key, you know, number two. And my son-in-law, who's a millennial, goes, you know, Ray, that's good, but I don't know that my generation is going to read it. And I go, what? Of course they want to read it all about prophecy. He goes, not so much. He goes, I'll read it, but he goes, you need to tell a story. And so providentially, God brought me together with this lady, Bodhi Kaney, and her husband, Brock. And they have written like 70 novels. They're historical novels. With a tremendous background and Jewish understanding from the first century church all the way up to, you know, writing about the rebirth of Israel in 1948 and so forth. They've written 70 novels, sold 35 million copies.
Oh.
And God brought us together, and I just, the Lord spoke to me one night and said, ask them if they would co-write with you. They've never done this before. You know, obviously, you know, millions of people have read and been blessed by it, but I called them up and I said, hey, Bodhi, I know we just met, but do you think we could maybe do something together? And I would kind of provide a prophetic view of what I see going on, but would you write about a current story, what's happening right now in the Middle East, in Israel, in Jerusalem, so much is happening. And so she said, well, I'm not going to say no. You know, Brock and I prayed. They prayed, and they came back, and they said, the Lord spoke to us. We've never done it before, but we're doing it now.
We're in, huh?
And
100%
so,
in. That's awesome.
And that was about a year ago. So now here, a year later, we've got this book out. And I am telling you, I can't wait for you to read it and for the people that are listening to read it. They're going to be taken on a journey. And the main character is a young guy.
Okay, I'll tell you what. We're going to hit pause only for a minute. Tell everybody to stay right where they are. We'll be right back. More from Ray Bendley. Pastor Ray is with us, and we're talking about his brand-new book, On the Mountain of the Lord. We'll be right back after this.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
When you use public Wi-Fi, hackers and identity thieves can see anything you do online. Embarrassing photos, your web history, even your passwords. That's why I use private internet access to encrypt my internet connection for less than 10 cents a day. Sign up now at privateinternetaccess.com, and in just a few minutes, you'll be browsing anonymously and only sharing what you want to share. privateinternetaccess.com. It's time to protect your online privacy.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
It's Bill Martinez live.
I'm going on.
See, I told you we'd be back 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. Pastor Ray Bentley is there, and we're talking about his new book that he and Bodhi Taney have written, The Mountain of the Lord. It is a novel. It is the first book. Now, you said this book, and now you're talking, this could be a series, the Elijah Chronicles series.
It is.
Huh? Wow,
it is.
Cool.
It's called The Elijah Chronicles. It's right now scheduled to be a three-book series. And we take this young guy named Jack, who's kind of lost his faith. He doesn't really believe in God. Mm-hmm. And yet he's on this special panel that is counseling on the Mideast peace process. And so how do you take a guy like that and bring him into, you know, where we are biblically or whatever? And so without giving away too much, I just want to say that, you know, this guy goes through he meets an interesting character, and he goes on a journey of dreams and visions and that literally blow his mind. I mean, it's a supernatural book with radical experiences and on-the-ground stuff where he's running all over Jerusalem on a crazy tale, and he goes through an incredible journey of discovery, where all of a sudden his eyes are popping wide open. He's going, no. You know, his attitude in the beginning is kind of like, look, I don't believe in old men with beards walking through the desert having visions about solving problems of modern times.
Right.
So from going from that, from poo-pooing the whole thing to having these radical encounters, and by the way, the land of the Middle East right now, one of my best friends, Tom Doyle, has written a book called Dreams and Visions.
Right.
And that's actually happening on the ground right now throughout the countries of the Middle East. God's dropping spiritual bombs, so to speak, with people, you know, Muslims and Jews having dreams and visions of Jesus. Right. And angels, and then they get led to a believer, and they come into the Lord. I mean, so it's based on reality.
Right. That has happened. That's happened through the millennia. And so, again, when I hear this, it's another, you know, fulfilled prophetic promise, is it not?
Yes. I mean, you know, that's exactly what Joel said in the last days.
Mm-hmm.
God said, I'm going to pour my spirit out on all flesh. Now, when I looked at that, I was always like, well, I'm a pastor, so God's going to give me dreams and visions and believers' dreams and visions. And God said, no, I said all flesh.
Yes.
He said, when I needed to talk to, you know, the empire of Egypt, I went to the king and I gave him a divine dream, but he needed Joseph to interpret it. When I went to Babylon, I gave one of the most pagan, idolatrous, wicked, selfish men of all time, Nebuchadnezzar, a dream. But he couldn't interpret it. I had to send my prophet Daniel. So, you know, the story in Daniel talks about the handwriting on the wall. A hand appeared writing, you know, and everybody saw it while the king was mocking the God of Israel and the temple, drinking the golden vessels from the temple. And his hand without a body writes, you know, and the Bible says when the king saw that, the King James says his loins loosed, which, you know, you can translate it in your own mind in modern English.
Yeah. He wet his tunic.
So everybody saw the sign of the handwriting on the wall, but nobody could interpret it. They had to get out of Daniel. Well, I believe that the handwriting is on the wall, Bill, of our generation. And the handwriting is on the wall writ large, you know, geopolitically, economically, all the radical stuff going on. But only those who have the spirit can really interpret. What does this mean? What's going on? What's up with the world? Where are we? Where is God? And so that's a big part of the story that we try to, you know, take this fictional story but tell real events happening in real time right now. And I think people are going to have a great ride.
Ray, you know, for what it's worth, let me say to you, in my prayer, I've been asking God to raise up a voice, you know, that could break through this clutter, you know, a voice of truth that would come out. And what I believe God has been telling me in response is that, you know, just to back up exactly what you're saying right now, I felt him saying, it's not going to be one voice. It's going to be many
right.
voices. So,
yeah.
you know, the ministry that you have, the ministry that Bodhi has, that what we're doing on this radio show and others, you know, around the world, you know, these pastors, I was so honored back in the 80s to work with the Billy Graham Crusade when it came to Southern California. Mm-hmm. And I may have been one of those guys in front of the theater because I did a lot of theater evangelism for Billy Graham during that period of time. But it was amazing how we filled up Angel Stadium there for 10 nights, 10 glorious nights
yes.
there. It was so profound. But all that to say is that, God is God. And he's pouring out his spirit all around. And I just share that with you just to reinforce, because the thing about prophecy is in some ways you feel like a little bit like that blind man feeling different parts of the elephant. You got all these blind men around. You don't know. And you're kind of like, hey, Ray, here's what I'm doing. You go, Bill, what's this? You know, kind of, it looks like God, smells like, it's God, you know. And then we try to glue the pieces of the puzzle together. And this is why it's so embarrassing. For all of us to remain in relationships, why God says we love him and we love others, right?
Yes, and you know what is making it easy is, social media now. You know, I send out a devotional or whatever, and I used to go to my church, some of their family and friends. Now, we've got people responding from all over the world.
So cool.
You know, from Mexico to the Philippines to, you know, England and Ireland and Scotland and even Israel. It's like, who are these? How did they find us? Social media has flattened the world. And so these pieces of divine revelation, God is bringing a unity together like never before. So anyway, I think people will love this book, an expert storyteller. I get to give a little bit of a prophetic view. It's called On the Mountain of the Lord, Ray Bentley Bodicini, and they can get it on Amazon, have it sent to their door in a couple of days, and they will have a blast reading.
I mean, you go head-to-head with the issues of the day, as you say. You're talking about the arguments used by the left to defend radical Islamic terrorism. The true history of Israeli-Palestinian conflicts. I mean, because a lot of people do not understand what's going on and the whole, detriment of Middle East peace. What it's all about is that, ideologically, it's like you're trying to pull the Republicans and Democrats together in a time such as this. Because there's just such polarity here, and I can't see a lot of a room for agreement, and certainly in the Middle East. I mean, when the Palestinian Order says, "Look, if anybody negotiates with Israel whatsoever, if we don't get 100% of what we want, then they're going to be kicked out of the club, they're going to be killed, their family, everything else." So how do you negotiate with those kind of outlines?
Well, and it's interesting, and I know you don't have a lot of time, but let me just say, there's an acceleration, Bill, of what's happening right now. And, on the ground, you see the Jewish-Palestinian issue, it seems like it won't ever go anywhere. But in the reality, on the bigger issue, like with Saudi Arabia, the leaders of the Sunni world, where Mecca and Medina are, they've all of a sudden come around, and this is reflected in news and articles. They realize, hey, you know what? Iran wants to take us out, and we need somebody big. We need somebody who's big and strong that will help protect us. And America, we're kind of with them, but we're far away. Mm-hmm. And they have actually, kind of said, Israel is wanting to protect, our freedom. And so things are shifting and accelerating right this very moment, politically. Under this administration, what's happening in the world, it's amazing. I keep just waking up every day going, are you kidding me?
Right,
it's all been told in the Bible by the prophets, and it's laying out piece by piece, step by step.
Ray, one final question here as we wrap things up. The significance of the U.S. Embassy now moved to Jerusalem.
Oh man. Well, we could do a whole segment, or probably an hour on it.
I promise we're going to have you back. We got to do this.
Okay.
For more information on the book, where can they go, Ray?
Well, they can just go Amazon.com. They can go to Barnes & Noble. They can look up RayBentley.com and get some more personal information on me and the church and so forth. But
outstanding. And we'll link it on our website too. And you have an open invitation. We got to have you back, no doubt, because the conversation has to continue.
You want to talk about it. I'm telling you, we should talk about, because the embassy move, it's like a linchpin that has opened the levers of all kinds of changes that line up with the prophecies of the times we're living in. So I look forward to it.
Ray Bentley on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Pastor. Appreciate it. Take care.
You're welcome. God bless, Bill.
God bless.
Don't miss Kohl's Labor Day weekend sale. Pick up juniors and young men's graphic tees, 2 for $20. Save on Skechers shoes for the family. Kids start at just $39.99. And Dash Express Kitchen Electrics are only $29.99. Plus, take $10 off when you spend $25 or more. And you'll get Kohl's cash this Labor Day weekend at Kohl's. Select styles. $10 offer valid August 30th to September 3rd with promo code Labor Day. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
When posting on most job sites, you get candidates.
I'm the sales director.
I'm the sales director you're looking for.
But when you post on Indeed.com, you get the candidates just right for you.
I'm a sales director with an MBA, over 10 years experience, who's also fluent in Japanese.
With Indeed, you can add screener questions for a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates.
Arigato.
Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A memorial service for the late Republican Senator John McCain will be held later this morning at a church in Phoenix, Arizona, and former Democratic Vice President Joe Biden will, at John McCain's request, be delivering the eulogy. McCain spoke about his friend last October.
Some of the dear friends that I have are on this other side of the aisle. My beloved friend Joe Biden, he and I fight. Oh, we used to fight. But we were friends, and when it came time to settle something, because we were of goodwill, we could get it settled and resolved.
Fire officials in Jacksonville, Florida, say the video game tourney where a deadly mass shooting happened on Sunday never should have taken place. Chicago Pizza in the Jacksonville Landing didn't have the proper permit to hold the event. This is USA Radio News.
You knew the risks when you decided to drive drunk. There could be a crash. People could get hurt or killed. But that didn't stop you, did it? You knew you could get arrested. You could incur huge legal expenses. And you could possibly even lose your job. You were well aware of the consequences of driving drunk. But one thing's for sure. You were wrong when you said it was no big deal. Drive sober or get pulled over. This message brought to you by NHTSA.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Hey, millennials, know what you believe and why. Bill Martinez Live.
This is your time, your moment. The fight, your goal. You've come so far, keep going.
Like us, fresh and independent every Monday through Friday, right here on Bill Martinez Live. Good to have you along with us. I'm the one and only, and so are you. And also, speaking of one and only, we've got her on the phone right now, the counterculture mom herself, who reports every week on all the things that we as parents need to be concerned about, you know, in terms of what the culture is exposing and thrusting upon our kids. So time to be on guard and take note. The one and only Tina Marie Griffin joins us. The counterculture mom. Tina, how you doing?
I'm doing great. Knowledge is power. So I'm excited to get knowledge out there for our people to act upon, pray over, and get active in their community. So this is what I eat up and love sharing. So thanks for having me on again once again, Bill. Every single week I look forward to this.
Always good. Well, let's talk about, you're going to be attending something that's quite interesting tomorrow that's going to feature Michael W. Smith at, he's spearheading the next great awakening. Tell us about that.
Yes, it's actually tonight. My friend texted me about it yesterday and said, do you want to come check it out? And here I see it on the Christian Post last night. You're going to sleep. I didn't think it was as big of an event as it is. But, yes, the Christian music artist that I grew up listening to, Michael W. Smith, is spearheading a massive concert in Nashville tonight. And he is hoping it's going to be the next great awakening throughout the U.S. and the world. He basically was writing some recent songs where God woke him up and said, our country has to wake up. Christians need to be alert. They need to share truth. And we don't need any more Christianese. We need people out there being the hands and feet of Christ. And so this awesome article that's out there on the Christian Post, I will blast on my Facebook page, Counterculture Mom, so people can read it. But I'm going tonight. And I'm excited to see what God does when people unite. And I think we need more and more of that in our country with the days growing darker and darker.
Well, according to the Post, he's partnered with the Christian network, number one Christian network in the world, TBN, Trinity Broadcast Network, to present this free worship event at Nashville's Bridgestone Arena. It's called Surrounded, A Night to Pray, Worship, and Be Awakened. And, you know, we spoke with Michael a couple of weeks ago regarding Beautifully Broken, a movie that he does a cameo in that he's involved with, and, of course, is very much reflective of his heart, you know, with Compassion International and all. But what a terrific movie and story. But, you know, at Michael's very heart is he's a worshiper. I mean, you know, it's like everything, you know, he told me, it's just everything he does is from a perspective and a world view of worship. And you can hear this in all the music that he writes. And some people try to, you know, categorize maybe some of the music as not necessarily being worshipful. But I'll tell you, when I listen to him, he just that's what comes out. I mean, he is so connected to worshiping God and honoring God. So what an event. And I'm glad you're going to be there. That's going to be a great blessing for you.
Well, thank you very much. Two quick things with that. He said something that totally caught my attention in the article here. He says, he says that God told him, I'm tired of your sacrifices. I'm tired of your music. He said, that got my attention. And God told him, turn it off. I can't stand it. You know what I'm looking for? I'm looking for justice to roll like a waterfall, which I think is absolutely fantastic. And the thing I want to encourage other people that God's been sharing with me lately, Tina, don't give more than what you have. Be filled up in me because you don't want to burn yourself out. So an event like this I'm looking forward to because sometimes I feel like I give, and I'm doing this for God. But God wants us to be filled with him, be refreshed, rejuvenated, and come back to him at the foot of the cross. And so to go to an event like this, which I don't do nearly enough, it's a good reminder that us as Christians working on the front of the battle lines, we need to take a rest, dig in his word, and praise and worship him and keep him foremost and not bust it till you're, you know, nonstop working and not relaxing. And I tend to have that problem when it comes to ministry.
Yeah, it's easy and, you know, to get caught up in doing as opposed to being. And we want to, you know, and this is all part of the delusion and the deception of the evil one that says, look at keep, you know, Tina, keep working harder. You know, if you only work harder, you know, and never does God say that to us. You know, at times he may say, like right now, hey, look, it's time to get serious. Come on. You know, you are, I mean, because after all, what are you doing? You know, what are you involved in ministry for but to serve him and to give him glory? And sometimes we need that refreshing. And I think this is going to be a time-honored opportunity, not only for yourself, but I think of the thousands of others and possibly millions that are going to be exposed to this because this is going to be broadcast, isn't it?
I believe it is, and I'm sure it is, but regardless will be how many people attending there. I just met with a manager, Colton Dixon's manager, Randy Humphrey, this morning, and he's going tonight, and I know people will be with their phones broadcasting it live, too. There's so many different ways of technology to get the message out there. I'm sure it'll be seen available for people to see if they're not living in Nashville to get, you know, this worship music tonight and see what God does.
And, of course, if you want to find out more information, go to surroundedevent.com or thecounterculturemom.com. The information will be right there as well. But what a special night, a time to come together as one. And, you know, whenever two or more are gathered, and we're talking now thousands will be gathered in the name of Jesus. Wow, what a powerful evening you can look forward to tonight.
Thank you. Yes, I'm looking forward to it. Come on over. You're not that far. Where are you located now? Are you back from Hawaii?
Oh, no, no. I'm still in Kauai. Yeah, and we won't get back to the mainland till Friday. But I know you'll represent us and all the others, and I'm going to see if I can make sure I get a stream of it. I'd love to see, you know, and be a part of it. You know, not only see it, but and to be a part of it, to, you know, set some time aside. You know, so you know, again, I really appreciate you bringing that to our attention. Hey, I want to talk about Ariana Grande. If we can switch to this one, this story here that you have at the Counterculture Mom. You know, I mean, how pathetic. I mean, here is a young girl who was saved, who in this, you know, her concert or her concert goers were attacked with that bomb blast that we still remember. Right. And, you know, now she's mocking God.
Yeah, she's someone we need to pray for without a doubt. And I seriously do pray for her because she's leading millions of kids astray. A lot of parents don't realize the graphic content. She's probably, out of all the singers that I've done research over and talk about when I speak live at different events with Hollywood Exposed, she's one of the top women that has the most graphic, sexually charged lyrics than any other person out there today. And I mean, it's to the point now where I can't even say the words in her music because it's that filled with pornography. It really is. Stuff you don't even get in sexual education classes when you're in school. They don't describe what she describes. And we talked about, I think it was last week, week before, how her God is a Woman brand new track just got millions of hits on YouTube. And in that, she's the Sistine Chapel, the Michelangelo painting where God is reaching down to man. She takes the place of God in a picture at the very end of that video. Well, here she is at the VMAs last weekend. As God, sitting at a table, she's saying God is a woman, and she's saying she's God, and has the 12 apostles, which are scantily dressed women, that are the apostles, posing as Christ apostles, on both sides of her, doing a lot of sexually graphic dance moves throughout the entire song, basically mocking who God is, and the Last Supper scene from Scripture.
The sad thing about this, and the Bible's clear, is because the consequences of sin are not readily received. That it kind of snowballs on you. And Ariana Grande, as you say, needs prayer and does not realize. I mean, she, for the sake of what she perceives as attention and entertainment, boy, she is really putting herself in a tough situation, because the Bible is also clear is you don't want to find yourself in the hands of God being judged. And this is very dangerous what she is playing with right now. This is Bill Martinez. This is Bill Martinez. We're live. We've got to go to break. We've got more from Tina Marie Griffin. Yes, the Counterculture Mom.
Don't miss Kohl's Labor Day weekend sale. Pick up juniors and young men's graphic tees, 2 for $20. Save on Skechers shoes for the family. Kids start at just $39.99. And Dash Express Kitchen Electrics are only $29.99. Plus, take $10 off when you spend $25 or more. And you'll get Kohl's cash this Labor Day weekend at Kohl's. Select styles. $10 offer valid August 30th through September 3rd with promo code Labor Day. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield, and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
If you owe any money to the IRS, you need to call **1234. That's **1234. Uncle Sam has the power to make your life miserable. You could stop the IRS collections process right now by calling **1234. When you call the Tax Defense Center, you'll get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate your back taxes, including penalties and interest. **1234. **1234 could save you thousands on your back taxes. You could also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you have entered into a payment plan and can't make the payments. It's your hard-earned money. Stop Uncle Sam right now. Make the call that could help you end the worry today. **1234. That's **1234. **1234. **1234.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
You didn't think they'd get away with it, did you?
Bill Martinez live.
Hey, we're back with you, America. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. This portion of Bill Martinez Live being brought to you by my good friends at Liberty HealthShare. If you find yourself among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain about their health care and don't feel like you're all alone, we've got the solution for you. That's why we're telling you about Liberty HealthShare. It is a community of like-minded people who work together to pray for their pay, I should say, and pray for their medical costs. You choose your doctor and hospital, starting at $199 a month for a single, up to $529 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, all the chillins, okay? For more information, give them a call, 855-585-4237, or visit libertyhealthshare.org. Our conversation with Tina Marie Griffin continues. Tina, as you and I were talking, quite ironic, you know, on one hand we're talking Michael W. Smith, his worship event tonight, and then Ariana Grande and her mockery of God at the VMAs. That's what we face today. And so no big surprise. I mean, this happened from day one. We were told that we had a choice to make. We're going to choose either evil or good, life or death. And lest you get confused on it, let's make it real clear, because the Bible does as well. It says life is the better option. That's what you want to choose, is it not?
It is. And you know what? Just talking about it, I wish I could invite her out to Michael W. Smith or have her patch in and watch it, because I forgot what rapper it was, because she needs to be there. These celebrities need to see Christ, need to hear who the Lord is, and we can't hate these celebs. We got to love them. We just can't support them with their time or cash. And I have for years brought my Bible onto set when I worked in Hollywood, shared scripture with celebrities, invited them to church, and some came. So we got to be in the world, not of it, know who we follow and who we trust and love, and share that with the celebrities, because they're so influential people. We got to get them to see who Christ is. I would even, and have been for the last 15 years, telling kids, send the Bible to Marshall Mathers. His fan club address is right there on his website. Send him a Bible. Write him a card saying you're praying for him, but you can't support him right now with his lyrics. But God's got a plan and purpose, and he has a great, great talent, just using it for the wrong agenda. And to help share truth with these celebs. There was a rapper, and I'll look it up in a minute, but there was a rapper I was reading about last night that was doing a concert in Philadelphia two nights ago. In the middle of it, I watched a 2-minute scene, and I'm like, oh, man, this is so awesome. A fan from the crowd throws a Bible in the air, lands by his feet on the stage when he's dropping the F-bombs and, you know, and has a bunch of women up on stage. And he ends up stopping the singing for a good minute or two and starts opening up the Bible and flipping the pages in it. I was like, that is a really bold way to get scripture up on stage in front of them. But you know what? They need God. They're angry for a reason. They're just doing it in the wrong manner and they're leading people astray. But we've got to get into the celebrities' lives and share with them who Christ is.
If we really believe Jesus is the difference, then why are we holding back? You know, hear your story, you know, to hear you talk about this reminds me of a YouTube video that was out. I think you can still Google it and gain access to it. And it is a response from Penn Jillette of, Penn and Teller, right? The magical group, the entertaining group. And Gillette's an avowed atheist. He's made it real clear. Well, there was somebody attending one of his performances and met with him and, you know, very respectfully, they struck up a little bit of a relationship and he shared with them the Bible. And Gillette made the statement saying, you know, how much do you hate somebody if you feel like you really have something, you know, that is so powerful as the truth? And believing in God, how much do you hate them that you would not share that with them? And Gillette said, and he said, look, I'm not convinced. I'm still not convinced, but I really appreciate that somebody would care enough about me to be so bold to approach me and even talk to me about this. You know, so go ahead.
No, I love talking to you on your radio program. I am so appreciative of this because just having a conversation with you gives me five new ideas of how we need to approach the celebrities and look at this situation. Like just by talking to you on air and the people listening to this and having their own dreams and goals and ideas that God's giving them while we're talking, we have to be the light in the dark places and the most influential people are that everybody's important. Everybody needs Christ that's lost. But I have a heart for the most influential people because they're leading millions of kids astray, doing activities they shouldn't be doing, low self-esteem, cutting, suicide, all that stuff that's affecting our kids today because of an influential person that doesn't know the Lord. And so we need to have a heart for the lost to the point where we have nothing to lose. Just what you said, if we love them and don't want them to perish, we have to have them, help them see truth in a loving manner and get in there because we will stand out from the rest of the crowd saying, way to go and clap. But if I throw a Bible on the stage while they're performing, that will stand out and make them question, is God trying to speak to me? Is he real? And we all came from a place at one point in our past that we didn't believe Christ until we realized that he was the true answer. So we have to keep plugging away, Bill. I love talking about these issues because it is solvable. And the Christ isn't back yet. We still have time to make a dent for his sake and get more people to see who Christ is and place their faith in him.
Exactly. And what I especially want to address, Tina, are people that have a story. And the devil has convinced them that their story doesn't matter. Your story is your story, and it needs to be told. And the thing is about it being so personal and that it belongs to you is that it also makes it so powerful because you know who you were before Christ and who you are as a result of responding. If it was a Bible that was thrown at you at a concert and suddenly you're a different person as a result of it, or maybe even in the hearing of God's word, something as simple as that. You don't need to be, you know, some world-class theologian or feel like, oh, gosh, I don't have my Ph.D. in theology, so I can't tell the story of Jesus Christ. No, but you have your life. And you have a PhD in your own life and life experience. And that's the story that needs to be told that's so convincing, as you hear me say many times, how powerful a transformation story is the story in the Bible of the blind man. He doesn't understand it. He's not a theologian. All he knows is that he's blind, now he sees. That is the story, and it's that simple and that powerful, isn't it?
It totally is, and we don't have to have, like you said, any kind of college degree. And you know what? God will never tell us to talk to that person, and then we get to a conversation with that person that we don't have the words to speak. there's a couple of scripture in Exodus that I remember when I first started speaking. I'm like, Lord, I can't speak. I know the knowledge in my head, but I'm too nervous. And he goes, I will speak through you. If I speak through you, you'll know it's coming from me and not from your own control. Let me be in control in your life. Let me lead you in who I want you to talk to. So people tuning in today, if he has put someone on your heart to share his truth with, he doesn't want you waiting next week, next year. That person might not be around next week, next year. He wants you to talk to them now if you put that person on your heart, and he will give you the words to say. He always comes through, and you'll be amazed, and you will love the feeling of knowing you're being used by God in that very moment to change someone's life. That, to me, is worth everything that I do, to know that I'm doing exactly what God's called me to do and to see the results of being obedient to his calling. It's such an amazing life to live. Everybody needs to experience this.
Without a doubt. Well, Tina, I want to talk about this mass shooting in Florida at this gaming event of all places. I know this has been on your heart as well.
It has been. Of course, everybody probably heard through the airwaves. We had a 24-year-old from Baltimore, Maryland, David Katz, that opened fire in this Jacksonville gaming room, where he lost the competition and had a gun and decided to use it. And I think 12 rounds went off. I heard the video of the shot fired, and my heart just pours out for the families affected, the kids affected. Once again, they say there's mental illness that was attached to David. But regardless, we have got to teach our kids that violence is not the answer. And if you lose a competition, lose it with respect and dignity. And that's what happened. He became jealous and pulled the trigger. And I feel horrible about the people that were affected. I know one of the victims was a 27-year-old dad of a brand new infant baby, and life changed forever. Dad's gone. Just a tragedy that did not have to happen. Violence has got to stop being promoted in entertainment as the way to solve problems. And we have to have, if there's a conflict in a movie or a TV show, let's handle it and see it in a way that actually saves lives and mends relationships, not destroys and kills. And that's our problem today. Kids are learning the wrong message through entertainment.
Well, also I want to talk about Truth for a New Generation event that's going to be coming up in a couple of weeks.
Yes, it's awesome. So I have a lot of people over the years that have said, we need to be equipped. Just tell us what to do. We need to know all the lies that are going on. We can't keep up with the media. Who do we trust? Who do we not? If people go to truthforanewgeneration.com, and I have information on my website, counterculturemom.com, and they can download my Counterculture Mom app. My app is a top place to get all this information, Counterculture Mom app. Download it for free. You'll get all this information of what's going on and what to watch out for. But this event, Truth for New Generation, is going to be in Murfreesboro, Tennessee, just south of Nashville, September 14 and 15. But we have concert dates between now and next June, at least 10 of them across the U.S., and we have top-notch speakers talking about today's evolution issues that are being taught to kids in schools, terrorists that are entering our country, the Muslim religion being pushed in schools today, and what we can do about it. I talk about pop culture. Alex McFarland has apologetics, an amazing whole session about apologetics and teaching our kids scripture. If we know the lies and we know the truth, we'll be able to navigate our kids into having a godly upbringing so they can be world changers for him when they're out of the house. Save a Nation tour.
Well, Tina, we're coming.
People need to come.
Okay, we're down to the last 20 seconds. Remind everybody how they can be in touch with the Counterculture Mom.
Yes, download Counterculture Mom app and text the word guide to the number 444-999, and you will get our free parent media guide to know how to do a pop culture purge in your home and get on track with us.
Tina Marie Griffin on Bill Martinez Live. Tina, drive safe, and we'll talk to you next week. Take care. God bless.
Sounds awesome. You too.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutriMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com, or call our order line 888-212-8871.
This is Fred.